You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
We are starting with a new series, When Questions Are Answers. But before we go there, I just want to give you an update on what happened with us this past week in the church. Okay, a lot of activities happened. And I just want to encourage that with the summer coming up, okay, for all the singles, meron ba tayong mga singles dito? Pakitaas lang yung kamay. Okay, look around. Okay? Okay, that's a cue. Parang pwede na kayong tumingin. Oh, cute siya. Okay. Ayaw nyo. Talaga, walang mga singles dito? Okay, kung meron mga singles man, we want to encourage you this coming summer, we will, together with all our hub, Ortigas, Metro East, and Green Hills, this thing's not working. There it is. Meron tayong singles getaway this coming summer. It will be in July 14 to 16, I believe. But if you're interested in joining this, hindi lang para sa Green Hills, hindi lang sa mga singles, but also for our singles in Ortigas and Metro East, we're going to have a get-together with all of them just for you to help you in your walk with God as a single person and having purpose in that as well. And as you find your purpose as a single person, maybe, baka meron kayo doon kayo magkakilala, ninong na lang si Pastor Tito. Okay? Yun na lang request namin. So, that's one of the things that happened this past week. We're excited about that. Also, last Friday, nagkaroon kami ng Victory Weekend. We were hoping to show some pictures on that, but wala pa yung pictures. Okay, so but Victory Weekend is we had 52 participants for the Victory Weekend. Meron ba dito na nag-attend sa Victory Weekend? Pakitaas nyo, palakpakan natin itong mga taong to. All right, this is just our way of having an encounter with God for you, just a retreat for us to develop our relationship with Him, to know Him more. And it was just a wonderful time. We had 52 people here, and over 40 of them got water baptized last night in very, very cold water. Okay, kung meron mga demonyo, ang mga demonyo mahinig sa mainit, so that's why we had it in cold water. Para naalis na talaga sila. Okay, naalis na sila sa mga buhay. And just for us to realize what we have in Christ and to be able to live it out in the full. And it was a wonderful time that we had for that. And after the Victory Weekend, as mga lunchtime, we had our volunteers. Just want to give you a report. There were 678 that were encouraged to volunteer last week. Diba yun yung ginawa natin? We volunteered last week. And we had an orientation yesterday, and over 300 came here to be oriented in the different ministries. And I know that we have some new ushers that went here last night. Okay, yes, went here yesterday afternoon, and then nagsuserve na sila today. Okay, so meron tayong mga ushers, and that's really the heart of a Christian, is for us to serve one another. And that's yung mga hindi pa nakapunta dun sa orientation, they will get in touch with you to make sure that yung commitment na binigay nyo, hindi naman yun to commitment sa amin. This is your commitment to God, to be of service in the church, and para magamit talaga kayo. Hindi naman yung parang napilitan lang kayo mag-sign up last week. Or I hope hindi lang kayo napilitan nag-sign up. And so, we want to give you an opportunity also to go through the orientation and for God to use you in that. Okay, that's all for my announcements. But for now, for the message this week, for the next 4 weeks, we're going to look at questions that Jesus asked and why he was and the reason why he would ask that. Titingnan natin kung ano yung ibig sabihin nun, and how impactful it will be in our lives. There are certain questions, sometimes pag tinanong ka ng question na napaka-powerful, miski wala kang sagot, mapapaisip ka. Mapapaisip ka dun sa question na yun. And Jesus was a master of that. I mean, He's a master of all the world, but He's a master in asking those questions, getting to the root of the situation. And our prayer is that as we answer these questions that Jesus asked over 2,000 years ago, that we will be able to answer it the way we should as believers and as followers of Christ. And so, I'm not going to delay this any further. This is the question. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 16. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. 4 verses yung babasahin natin, 13 to 17. Kung Kung wala kayong dalang Bible, you can read along with us on the screen. But my encouragement always is for you to have your own Bible, whether it's electronic or hard copy. Okay, kung wala kayong dala, just ganito na lang kayo. Kunyari, loka lang. So you can read along with the screen. All right, we'll start in verse 14. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And verse 14. Can you help me with the clicker? Yeah, verse 14. And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Son of Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Verse 17, and Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity for us to come into your word once again. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts. Let us respond to your question, Lord, the way you want us to respond. I pray, Lord, that you will reveal yourself to us. Father, as the word says, that you revealed Jesus to Peter through that revelation, Lord, that we will have that revelation of who you truly are in our lives. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts today and our minds. I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word, not from my own ideas, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and have your seat. Questions that sometimes are hard to answer dahil hindi natin yung alam. In school, marami akong mga questions na hindi ko alam yung sagot. But, you know, just this past week, last Thursday, my daughter wasn't feeling well. So she had stayed in at home. And while the brothers had gone to school, nandun siya, tinabihan ko dahil medyo mainit, and we were talking. And in the process of her, you know, parang feeling sick and feverish, this is my daughter, by the way. That's Sabrina. Okay, cute, no? She's 5 years old. Okay, any 5-year-old boys here? No, wala. Or even 7. And she started asking me questions. It was sort of parang saan ba niya natutunan to, saan niya nalaman to, and this is really the process of her questioning or interrogating her dad. Sabi niya sa akin, "Dad, you are Mama's husband, right?" "Yes." Ninenerbis na ako, saan to pupunta? "And Mom is your wife." "Yes, Sabrina, yes." Mainit ba yung... Chine-check ko yung temperature. And you married her, right?" "Yes." "And then you have 5 kids." "Yes." "That's a lot." Randomly, she said that. And then sabi niya, "So you were walking one day and you saw her and you asked her to marry you?" Yun yung tanong niya. Sabi ko, "Well, it really didn't happen exactly that way. But yes, I met her, we became friends, and all of these things." And so in the process of, ninenerbis na ako, where do babies come from? No, buti, hindi na niya tinanong. Okay, I'm not ready to talk to her about that. But you can see that a girl is different. As I said, I have 5 kids and 1 girl, 4 boys. And her questions are so much more different than my boys. Okay, but there was something in her questioning na parang, do I tell her the whole answer? Ano ba yung sasagot ko sa kanya? Or do I tell her the things that she could just understand at that moment? And so I ended up just sort of explaining to her, "Yes, you know, I love your mom very much." And bumalik siya ulit siya, "And you have 5 kids. That's a lot. Why do you keep going back to that?" And someday, you know, you will also have your family. You will meet a husband. And that time, I just took it as an opportunity to pray for her and to pray for her future husband. Masakit. But I had to do it. That's something that I'm preparing my kids, I'm preparing them for to be able to answer that. And for us, you know, there's a lot of important questions as we go through life at different life stages, merong mga tinatanong na, yung parang mga epic questions, okay? Merong mga tinatanong. Sa mga bata, tinatanong mo, what do you want to be when you grow up? Okay? This is not working. Please help me. Okay? What do you want to be when you grow up? Diba? Natanong niyo na ba yun? What was this question asked to you when you were young? And from when you were young and now that you're more mature, nasagot ba? Yun ba nga talaga? Naging bumbero ka ba talaga? Okay? Naging police ka ba talaga? I mean, some of you maybe are doctors or a businessman. You know, this is the furthest thing that I thought I would be, a pastor. But that's how God worked it out. I wanted to be an astronaut. I wanted to be a sailor. I have all these different dreams when I was a young boy. But that was further from the truth. There was only one dream that I had when I was a young boy that actually got fulfilled. And that was when I said, when I was 7 years old, I remember I wanted to be an Olympian. Okay? And many years ago and many pounds ago, I was. Okay? I still am. But that was many years ago. And so these questions, sa mga tinatanong natin, you know, another question, when you're single and you know, in your 20s, you have a job, this may be the next question that you might be asking. Will you marry me? Para sa lalaki, nakaka-nervyos. Itanong niyang question na yan, sasagot ba siya? Dahil titingnan mo, will they say yes? And another activity this past week, just a wonderful thing, this past week, just an incredible time was when this happened. It's still not working. Help me. Help you. Help me. And that question was actually asked. Will she say yes? Ayun, magkatabi pa sila ngayon, hanggang ngayon. So I guess alam natin yung sagot. Okay? Joash and Ethel got engaged. Joash is our campus director here for Lifebox. Okay? And Ethel is one of the admin staff here and also a campus minister in the past. And that happened. But it was a nerve-wracking thing. I mean, from Joash from last year, nagtatanong na siya, how am I gonna do this? When am I gonna do this? Sabi ko, do it right away. Okay? Baka magbago pa yung isip niya. Okay? And ngayon, magpakasal na kayo right away bago pang magbago yung isip ni Ethel. Yun lang sa akin, no? Okay? But these are some of the questions. And when you're much older in a later season of your life, I give up. Help me. Okay. If you could relive your life, what would you do differently? Yan yung tatanungin natin. And sometimes, you know, we can have regrets on how we lived our life. Okay, mahirap sagutin yung tanong, but minsan, sabihin mo, you know what, I'm not going to do anything else. I knew that God was in control each step, even the hard parts, even the easy parts, everything. God was orchestrating all those things. Sometimes when we're going through a problem, parang ang hirap isipin, is God in this? Is God in control in this? But He is. As you get back, as you pass through it, as you see Him be with you through the whole challenge, and you look, as you step back, you can see Him working everything out in our lives. And so ito yung mga minsan mga epic questions sa mga tinatanong natin. But there's really a question that we can see from this text that is probably the most important question that we all have to answer. There's going to be a moment where we're going to have that opportunity to answer this question. And depending on how we answer this question will not only determine your life here on earth, but it will have implications for your eternity. Hindi lang to parang pag naging Kristiyano ka na, at anong gagawin natin sa buhay natin, it will determine your eternity. And not only your eternity, it will have an impact in the way we live today. By answering this one question, which is, who is Jesus? Sino ba si Jesus? And this is exactly what Jesus was trying to ask His disciples in this text that we were reading. Titingnan natin, ano ba yun? Jesus was asking this. Why was He asking this? Okay? But the way we answered, the way the disciples answered, and the way we answer today will really have an impact. Alam naman natin yun, di ba? Paano mo sasagutin yan? And we're gonna go through the text right here. And people have all these different ideas, but we'll see from God's word. We'll see as it uncovers, as we uncover this text that we had just read, na paano natin masasagot din yung question na yon para sa atin. Are you guys ready? Okay, we'll go back to the text. Now, when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Okay, Caesarea Philippi is a region in Israel about 40 miles away from Jerusalem, and it was known to be a place of false worship, false gods. Okay, Herod had actually built up a temple there to honor Caesar Augustus. Ito yun. And a lot of different religions, a lot of different beliefs, idolatry was happening there, one of them being Baal worship. Okay, so Jesus was very specific in asking that question there. Bakit doon sa Caesarea Philippi niya tinanong yon? Because now, after spending time with them, as his disciples were spending time with him, now they were in a region where there were different gods. And so Jesus was trying to sort of doing a survey, who do people say that I am? Okay, paano niya sinabing I am? Because the Son of God, every time Jesus would refer to that, that was one of his most popular ways of referring to himself or referring to the Messiah. 88 times, makikita mo sa New Testament, Jesus would refer to himself as the Son of Man. And the reason, part of why he would say that is to reveal his humanity. He revealed that that's part of the prophecies about the Messiah coming, being the Son of Man, coming back. And yun yung ibig sabihin nun. So Jesus would always refer to that. And so he was asking this question, who do the people say I am? Okay? And ito yung sagot ng mga disciples niya. His disciples answered. And they said, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others say Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Interesting what their answers were. Because it reflects how people think of Jesus today. What the world says about Jesus. This is the point of view of the world about who Jesus is. They saw the miracles of Jesus by this time. Okay, na-experience nila, nakita nila yung mga ginagawa niya. They were amazed with his preaching. Every time he would preach something, sabihin ng mga tao, where did he get his teaching? Where did he learn these things? They were always amazed with the preaching of Jesus. And so they were attributing, bakit si John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, and the prophets? Because they knew and could not deny the fact that he was a messenger from God. From the messages that he would say, the miracles that he was doing, they were relating it back to the people that they had seen this happen, to the prophets. Prophets that did miracles. Elijah that did incredible miracles. Parted the Jordan River. Okay? Nakita nila yon, and they could not deny that these things, this is a divine thing. This is from God. This person is from God. Jesus is just like a prophet, just like a good teacher. He's all of these things. But somehow, the world could not say that he was God. Yan yung makikita mo ngayon sa mundo. People will have all different ideas about who Jesus is. And they'll say he's a good teacher. He's a prophet of God, saying God's word. He's a preacher. All of these things, just like those prophets. Pero hindi nila masabi kung sino siya sa buhay. Hindi nila masabi na siya ang Panginoon. Hindi nila masabi na siya si Messiah. They've been waiting for the Messiah to come, but they could not attribute that to him. And that's the same way with the world. There's so many different cults and religions here in our nation that will say that Jesus is this, Jesus is that. Some people will even say that Jesus is a myth. He's not real. Inimbento lang ng mga tayo, ginawa lang nila yung storya na yan to control people. And all of those things are lies. All of those things are fall short from what who God really is. Kung sino ba talaga siya sa buhay natin. Okay? But they could not deny it. And so in the process of that, hindi nila matanggap. Ang madideclare lang nila, para lang siyang prophet. Para lang siyang si John the Baptist. Para lang siyang si Elijah. And sometimes, we're still that way. We'll make him be in charge of a certain area of our lives, but not the whole thing. And that can't be. You know why? Sa culture natin, mahilig tayo sa baby Jesus. Okay? Maraming baby Jesus, baby Jesus. Bakit kaya tayo masyadong ano kay baby Jesus? Part of that is maybe because ang cute-cute ng baby eh. Diba? Sino dito nakakita na ng baby? Yan, sa likod, oh, may baby doon. cute. Dito sa kabila, meron ding baby. Ang cute. Ang cute. Gusto mong pisilin? Di ba? Pag baby kasi, pag merong sinabi yung baby na dapat nating gawin, ay, baby lang naman yan. Hindi ko kailangan pakinggan yan. Baby, cute-cute. Pinapagalitan ka na, merong sinasabing message from God. Even if that baby would talk and say a message from God, ay, ang cute. Cute lang yan. Baby lang yan. Minsan kasi, merong sinasabi sa atin ng Panginoon, ayaw natin gawin. So balik na lang tayo dun sa baby na pwede natin i-control. Pakinggan, hindi natin papakinggan ng baby. Miski sasabihin niya, okay, ito yung dapat gagawin nyo. You know, that baby Jesus, he grew up. He grew up and died on the cross, taught us how we are to live. He died for our sins and declared to us what we're supposed to be doing. But no, people cannot attribute that because they love their sin too much. Why would they listen to a child? Why would they listen to this baby? Kaya minsan gusto natin yan. Gusto natin yung idol na lang. Okay? A statue. Because a statue can never do anything for you. Hawak-hawakan mo naman yan. Punas-punas mo. Pero pag nawala na, pag wala na yung pagpunas mo, ang bait mo na nagpupunas ka eh. Diba? Ganun-ganun ka pa. Ang bait mo habang nagpupunas. Pero pag wala na, pwede ka nang gawin kahit anong buhay mo. You can do whatever you want. And that's why sometimes we cling to those things because it's not gonna change our lifestyle. It's not gonna change. And for us Filipinos, sometimes when we have a hard answer or a hard question, minsan mabigyan tayo ng question, we are known, we are famous Filipinos for us not to give a proper answer. Okay? We're known for this. Na miski maayos yung tanong, yung isasagot natin, minsan, hindi sagot. Okay, ito. Sige, kumain ka na. Anong sasagot natin? Busog na ako. Sagot ba yun? Ako lang ba yun? Okay, kumain ka na. Ha, busog ako. Miski gutom na kumukulo na yung siya mo. Pero ano? Nandiyan ba nanay mo? Anong sasagot natin? Bakit po? Hindi sinagot yung tanong. Di ba? Anong oras na? Next question. Ano yung sasagot dyan? Maaga pa. Sinagot ba yung question? Hindi. Bakit wala ka kahapon? Absent ako eh. Di ba? Paano mo ginawa yun? May magtatanong ka, paano mo ginawa yun? Madali lang. Sinagot ba yung question? Hindi pa rin. Okay? Ito yung pinakamalupit. Saan ka na? Ito yung pinakamalupit. Saan ka na? Malapit na ako. Wait lang 2 minutes. Yun yung mga sasagot natin. Ayaw nating sagutin yung tanong. And it's interesting here in this question. Ganun tayo pa yung mga Pilipino, tama? O ako lang ba yun? Yung mga tumawa lang, okay? Yung mga hindi. Okay, God wants you to rest and He's giving you rest, okay? Hindi natin masagot yung tanong. And with this question that He's offering to the world, it's interesting that Jesus did not correct them. Ito yung sinasabi, you're the prophet, you're a prophet, you're Elijah, Jesus didn't correct them in anything because Jesus was setting them up for a more important question. Hindi niya kinorekt. Sabi niya, ito ang press release tungkol kay Jesus, ito yung sinasabi kung sino si Jesus sa mundo, pero hindi niya kinorekt. And he got into this one question that is more important and it's important for us today as well. Ano yung question na yun? He said to them, inagahan niya, no? Kailangan talaga yung timing. Okay. But you, who do you say that I am? Jesus was not so concerned about what the world thinks of him, but he was concerned about his disciples and what they thought of him. Yun yung talagang question yan. And for us today, that question is resounding. That question is so important for us to answer as well. It's important for us to know who He is. My question, dadagdagan ko yung mga question ni Jesus. Yes, yeah, sure, we're here in church. Yeah, sure, you've made a prayer in the past. Yeah, you're a volunteer. I'm here every week. But is Jesus, who is He in your life? Sino niya sa buhay mo? Sino siya sa buhay mo? Sino siya sa mga relationships natin? Sino siya sa business deal natin? Sino siya when you're driving? Baka tumahimik. Sino siya sa buhay natin? Yun yung importante nating masagot ngayong araw na to. You know, I was reviewing my notes, and one of my sons came up to me, and he was like, what are you doing, Dad? Can I do this? Can I? Oh, no, just I have a question for you. I'm preparing. You know, I just have a question to you. Who is Jesus to you? Tinanong ko siya. Who is Jesus to you? Oh, ito na naman. Dad's asking me another question. Okay. Oh, he's the greatest thing. He's the best human being. He's this. He was saying the most awesome thing. He performed miracles. He did great things. He's God. Okay. But munti ko na sabihin yung pangalan. Sabihin ko na, si Ian. Wala naman siya dito. He's my 7-year-old. And I said, no, wait. Just hold on. I know. Doesn't he sound like what the disciples were saying? Yung sagot ng mundo? He's this, he's that, he's that. But I said, no. Ian, who is he for you? Who is he in your life? And he said, I don't understand, Dad. I don't understand your question. Okay, here's the, okay. I just had a brilliant way. I thought it was brilliant. Of answering his question and to frame it so that he'll understand it. I said, you know that Dad is Lee, right? Yeah, you're Lee. What would people say Lee would be? Okay, he would say that you're a dad. Yeah, that's true. He would say that you're big. Yeah, that's true. People would say that, you know, you're strong. And some people, ito pa siya, proud na proud siya. And some people say that you're a great swimmer. Yeah, those are all true. And I said, but who am I to you? And his answer to me was just parang yung nakakapuno ng puso. Sabi niya, who am I to you? And he said, Daddy! Talagang ang saya-saya niya. Okay, ako lang. Sabi niya, that's exactly what I'm asking you. Who is Jesus to you? Because people will say and have an idea about who he is outside. But who is he to you? And then he said, oh, he's my God. Jesus is my God. And lalong pumuno lalo yung puso ko. Because he knew exactly what I was trying to ask. And that's the same question that he's asking us today. Who is he in your life? And ito, balik na tayo. In verse 16, Simon Peter replied, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I can just imagine when Peter had said this, okay, finally, parang na-imagine ko lang, no, Jesus would finally say, finally, they got it. Okay, finally, after all these years, now he knows who I am. Okay, and you can see maybe a small smile on Jesus' face as Peter declared this. Okay, and nung nakita niyang ngumiti ng konti si Jesus, wow, I as Peter, remember Peter? The outspoken, impulsive spokesman of the group. Okay, he's the one that first jumped out of the boat. He's the one that said, I'll never deny you. But 3 days, and later on denied him. All these things from Peter. Very impulsive. Okay, a little bit of tinge of pride in him. Sabi niya, I got it right. Wow, ang galing ko. Ang galing ko naman. Alam ko kung ano yung sagot. Look at him. He's so happy with me. But Jesus set the record straight once again kung paano nalaman ni Peter tong revelation na to. And Jesus answered him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Bar-Jonah means son of Jonah. Okay? For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. When we understand who Jesus is in our lives, we will have different ideas of him. The world will have different ideas. But when we have a revelation or understanding of who Jesus is, it's not based on what we know. It's not based of how good you are, how long you've been following Jesus. They've been following Jesus for a while now. It doesn't matter. All of those things don't matter. The revelation of Jesus Christ and in Him being the Christ is revealed by whom? By the Father. It's only revealed by the Father. It's not based on our works. It's not based on our looks. It's not based on your own knowledge. It's something that's revealed by God. It's something that's revealed by the Father. And that's essentially what our salvation is like. Salvation is not based on your abilities. It's not based on what you do. It's based on God's grace being poured out for you, for us to understand who He is. And that's the same exact thing for us in our salvation. And that's exactly the same thing when we have an understanding of who Jesus is in our lives. It's all revealed by the Father. And that's what we're celebrating. That's why we're understanding this. God is making you experience Him in such a way. It's not based on ano yung sinabi nito, ano yung sinabi ni ganyan. Okay? Hindi din sa ano yung ginawa ko, ano yung ginawa mo. It's based on God revealing it to you because He loves you. And in all of this process, knowing Him and understanding them, is this a choice by God? And we're all here today asking, answering the same question. Who is Jesus in your life? If you've been a Christian, every single day, you're going to wake up and you're going to have to answer that. You're going to have to answer, who is He in your life? And if He is truly Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, then you'll live your life the way He declared it to be. So every day we make that choice. If you're a non-Christian here, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can make that decision today. There are no accidents why you're here today. Because He wants you to understand. He's revealing Himself to you today to make sure that you can respond with that question. It's not just your ideas. It's not just what the world says, but you personally responding to that question, who is Jesus in your life? You're here today. Nandito ka ngayon. Understanding, revealing a revelation that God wants to pour out to us for us to be able to respond to the gospel. And what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that God became man in Jesus Christ. He lived the life we should have lived and died the death we should have died. He took our place. 3 days later, He rose from the dead, proving that He is God and offering the gift of salvation and forgiveness of sins to anyone who repents and believes the gospel. So I'm going to ask you again today, who is Jesus in your life? Let's just bow our heads in a moment. Paano mo masasagot yon? Reflect on that. I want you to look up. Today we're going to take communion. And communion is a reminder for all of us exactly what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me. That He is our Savior. That He is the one that took us out from where we were, deserving death, deserving for punishment for our sins, and taking our place in that. And let me just read from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when He was betrayed took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "This is My body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." In the same way after supper He took the cup, saying, "This is the cup. This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus is not just a good teacher, although he was a good teacher. Jesus was not just a prophet, although he spoke the word of God. Jesus is Christ. He is Lord. And if you understand that today, you can receive him. Continue to live in him. And we will celebrate communion just as a reminder for all of us of what he has done for you and for me. We'll just worship God as the elements are being passed. If the world needed an economist, God would have sent that. If God would have needed a soldier, he would have sent a general. If God needed something else, a teacher, he would have sent someone that would really teach us everything. But we needed someone who was a savior to save us from our sins, to save us from where we were. And that's why he sent Jesus. He sent a Savior, our Lord, our God, our everything. And today we're remembering what he did, that he sacrificed himself for all of us. It was his body that was crushed for our iniquities. He was pierced for our transgressions. Lord, today we remember your sacrifice. The punishment that we deserve, you took it upon yourself. And we remember this wonderful gift of your body as we take the bread. Go ahead and eat the bread. The Bible also says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And from the moment that you were betrayed, Lord, you've been shedding your blood with the whips, on the cross, and ultimately with a spear on your side. It was your blood that was shed. And today we remember that sacrifice. And with that sacrifice, we stand here today, holy and righteous before your sight. Not based on what we've done, but because of your finished work on the cross. Let's partake of the cup. as we end today, I just want to, we ask that question every day. Who is Jesus in your life? And as we answer that every single day, it will change the way we would live our life. The way we drive, the way we relate to one another, the way we treat our spouse, our children. And that's just a reminder for all of us who He is. And as we answer that, it will have an impact for our eternity. Let's just lift up our hands as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that these things are not based on our abilities, because our abilities will always fall short, but You will always be sufficient. You were the sufficient sacrifice. With Your sacrifice, there are no longer sacrifices to be made, because You answered the price. You paid the price for all of us. And we receive it, Lord, today, Your wonderful gift for all of us, that You died for our sins so that we may live for You. And we thank You, Lord, that our eternity is secure in You, because we are under Your wing. We are now Your children. We are now brothers and sisters in Christ. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. And all God's people said, Amen, Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.